USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is confident in the economy's eventual revival as states begin to reopen.
I think that our economy has a chance as we reopen now to get back to where it was. You know, we were so strong a couple of months ago. We had to take this pause. But I think as we begin getting back, people are going to be pleased to be back at work and get that economy going.
Business leaders view anti-lockdown protesters with skepticism, with some keeping them at arm's length. Protesters are continuing to gather all across the United States, including Illinois, where in downtown Chicago, this protester has a message for Illinois Democrat J.B. Pritzker.
The governor's overstepping his bounds. His 30 days are up. He needs to go home, take his silver spoon, and feed some of the people with it.
Protesters also unhappy with the fact that Pritzker's family is not obeying the lockdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The White House is keeping the nation's top infectious disease expert from testifying on Capitol Hill. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The White House blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying at next week's House hearing on the federal coronavirus response. The House Appropriation Committee Subcommittee on the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and related agencies sought to have Fauci appear at its Wednesday hearing. Fauci, as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, serves on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden is expected to appear at the Wednesday hearing.
Whether to open beaches and other outdoor spaces is a major consideration for governors and mayors this weekend as more of the country looks to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is leaving it up to his local leaders to make those decisions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Tragedy striking Houston, Texas, as a Houston police helicopter crashed into an apartment complex early Saturday morning, killing one officer and injuring another. The crash happened on the city's north side. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner is asking the city to pray for the police department.
Lift up the entire HPD family, the Houston Police Department, because it is a family, that extended family. So lift them up. This is a sad morning.
Now that Attorney General Bill Barr has said it was time to start rolling back coronavirus-related restrictions, most Americans will begin to see increased activity. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
Mr. Barr said President Trump's plan to open the country provides a sensible framework to that end. The Attorney General also said they'll be on the lookout for restrictions that are too widespread, too generalized, or discriminatory toward liberty, such as religious liberty or free speech. Scott McConnell of Lifeway Research tells us most churches follow those restrictions and did not conduct in-person worship services.
9 in 10 Protestant pastors say their congregations did not meet for an in-person worship service last month. A previous study from Lifeway Research found 99% of churches gathered physically at the beginning of March, but that had dropped to 7% by the end of March.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.